I said a little prayer, but I feel like I want to. Wouldn't it be nice? Could we call her on a mobile phone and sing her a little song just to show her that we miss her and we're praying for her?
Sure. Sure. I was going to say it'd probably be.
Would you take your songbooks to. It's a tradition that we do up in the. Number 221. Love lifted me.
I've been sitting in the recliner chair. She's got a mobile phone there.
Yeah, stand up. Come on.
She has a cell phone. Not a cell phone, but a wireless.
Yeah. Just tell her we want to encourage her.
What number did you take?
221.
Hello there, Mrs. Hain. I'm calling you from the house of God, and we're about to sing you a song. All right.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now say, sister.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. We'll let you get some rest now.
That will mean a great deal to her.
You can already tell that.
She's very, very special to her.
Well, singing like that, that'll learn her to be sick again. I promise I'll never miss again.
Well, on that reason.
With a fellow down in Tennessee, Kingsport, Tennessee, and the police captain of Kingsport, Tennessee was ill, or he had surgery or something, and we were with a police motorcycle brigade. We'd go up to the top of the mountains and shut our bikes off and roll down the hill, you know, really beautiful, go down around those bends, and those families are still sitting on their porch. They sing hymns to each other. And you go down the bend a little farther. You know, this was quite a while ago, but, you know, before satellite dishes ruined everything, you know, now they all get the same stuff. But we went with his, there was probably a dozen officers. We went into his hospital room. Now, I'm from New York. They don't usually do this in New York, the state, the police, the local police. And they gathered around the captain's bed and they sang him that song.
Amen.
Really nice. So I always
amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing? Anybody have a testimony? We're in no hurry, right?
No.
I want to give a brief testimony. I just thank God for safety. You notice I cut out pretty quick last night. Forgive me for not staying around, but as it was, I drove into some pretty heavy snow. We had about 10 inches where I went into. It was all within the time, from the time I left here to the time I arrived. So it was pretty pretty interesting, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's good. God, I'm here. And my wife is safe there. And I wanted her here, but it's not going to work out. She has to be there. And our children are going this and that and all these other obligations and so on. But we're gonna keep trying.
Amen.
But your testimony. Let me just brag. Dale, I didn't know when I was praying with you. I'm so happy. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? You want to brag on God?
Sure.
What at all? Anybody angry with God? You want to?
Praise the Lord. Some of you know that I was looking for a part-time job, and I did secure one with a company called Westat. You go online and Google it. Westat. It's a data research company, and one of the projects they provide is called the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey. I was hired, and I go into I get a list of names, and I go into the homes and survey them regarding any and everything about their medical needs and care, what it costs and how they meet those costs and what where they get their care. And the Lord provided the job. It's I'm on the learning curve, so it's demanding a lot of time that I'm expecting when I know what I'm doing. It won't be quite as long, but this is my first full week of work. I had one interview last week. Now this is the first week where I'm doing as many as I can get done, and I had what I needed scheduled, and then the one canceled, so I have to try to. Well, they didn't cancel it. Forgot to show up.
Yeah.
Forgot the interview. So I learned from that. Call the night before to be sure that they remember you're coming, especially when you drive 35 miles to get there. And so I just praise the Lord for the job.
Amen.
You know, I worked at Kmart over the holiday season. Enjoyed the work immensely. But pushing them 10, 12 carts in at one time became physically but I enjoyed it. I really did. Amen. I liked it. Yeah. And so, but this is all more body friendly. And so, I just thank the Lord for His goodness in enabling me to have this job, and I pray that He'll help me to do it in a way that's efficient and effective for
Amen.
His purpose.
Amen. Anyone else? Yes, sister.
As y'all know, I have lunch with both hens. Or Ellen.
Okay.
He makes me nervous. but 91, and very godly man. He's having a hard time turning pages to his Bible now, and he's having a hard time reading even the big grounding. So past couple days, I've been reading the Bible out loud to him, kind of like a devotion with him and that kind of thing. Today's lesson was really a blessing because it was talking about Joseph and how that Joseph didn't want, I mean, he would have never chose to go down to Egypt and be a slave. He would have never chose to be accused of stuff he shouldn't have been accused of. He wouldn't have chose to go to prison and that kind of thing. But that was all God's will. Nevertheless, he did it. You know, he didn't have much choice, but he did. You know, and then God blessed him because of it.
Yeah.
And our key verse was, I said this out to my ladies. They already know this already. But in Matthew 26, 39, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt." That was a blessing today.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you read your Bible today, at least a chapter?
Good. Amen.
If you haven't, I'm sorry, you missed something.
Sure did.
Amen. Make up for it tomorrow, or tonight. Still time. Amen. It's good. Anyone else? We're in a hurry. Got something to brag about God? God did something? Go ahead. Come on. Tim, I'm not going to use you again. He's a strong guy. You should see him carrying that firewood in. You know, but he was holding it close to his body.
Yeah.
Good. Big, good size stack. Well, we'll get started then. I want to pray and then have something a little bit different as usual. A little bit different as usual, right. Lord, again, we thank you that you are God and there are no gods beside you. We thank you for